Mr. Clinton spent part of his time in Milwaukee raising money for the re-election bid of Madison Democratic Congressperson Tammy Baldwin. The former president says he's trying to help about 75 Democratic candidates this year. In an unscheduled question and answer session with some reporters after a Milwaukee speech, Clinton was asked if Democrats can retake control of the House this fall.
You know, basically, I think if they voted tomorrow, we'd win. But I think we'll be outspent by more than $100 million, probably something on the order of $150 million. It's just a guess now, but that's what I guess. And so you have to assume that as we move closer toward November, that that disparity will manifest itself in some of these tight races.
Democrats have to have a net gain of 6 seats to get control of the House. And political junkies like the former president are also looking beyond this fall to the 2004 presidential race. Mr. Clinton says no one knows if Republican incumbent George W. Bush is beatable.
And theoretically, everybody's beatable. The truth is, I don't know. You don't know. No one else knows. It depends on the events yet to unfold and actions yet to be taken by the administration. And also campaigns and dreams yet to be articulated by the others who want the job.
One of the many uncertainties is whether former Clinton Vice President Al Gore will make another bid for the White House. Gore did not make much use of Clinton during the 2000 presidential race, but it's possible Clinton will be more active during the 2004 contest if voters choose to remember him as presiding over relative peace and prosperity and not for his lapses and excesses. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.